Eileen, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Doctor, have you heard of the doctors that have opened up their clinic with insurance, charging $50 to $52 a month for adults, and then $10 for the children, unlimited office calls and home visits? And
yes,
then they also keep the, with the pharmaceutical companies, they get the necessary prescriptions, and they have those in their office also.
Yes, ma'am. I heard someone discuss, I forgot where he was from, but somewhere here in Washington State discuss his practice on the radio.
It's there in Seattle.
Well, this one was from down the road past Tacoma, but even so, yes, I have heard about this. I think it's a wonderful trend. And now,
if they just
include some natural medicine too, that'd be better.
Yes. Well, aren't there some that have already done that with the natural medicine?
Boy,
Oklahoma City, and also Sean Hannity talks about a group of six doctors down in the South that have also done this. And it's really, you know, the doctors are taking back their care into their own hands.
Well, you know what, ma'am, that's really about time. Now, you're probably well aware that when I started what was not called Toma Clinic at the time, but in just my own practice in 1973, we not only didn't take third party, no government and no insurance. And we did that on purpose because the insurance companies and government always try to tell you what to do. And we've been doing that ever since. And so I'm glad that other folks are joining the trend. Now, I hope that they're able to put up with what the insurance companies are telling them, even if they're out from under the government regulations, which are, of course, 10 times worse than the insurance companies.
Well, would there be any reason why you couldn't do that also by charging so much a month so that it would be the same thing?
You know, there's no reason we couldn't, but we've never had anybody do a study on it. And what I mean is by a study is this a business proposition that would work? Because, of course, our first goal has to be to take care of folks. But our second goal has to be to stay in business, because if we don't stay in business, we can't take care of folks.
Well, everyone that apparently has been trying this is not only making money on it, but they're so much more relaxed.
Oh, you bet they would be, ma'am. So if we did this, we would get somebody who knows business. I don't. Doctors don't doctors don't know business very well at all. And we get them to study the thing and give us, well, here's some calculations that tell us this will work or not. But thanks for the suggestion.
Right.
Thanks for the suggestion. It's really good to see this coming.
Now, can you answer a question for me?
Well, I guess, but we'll have to go quick. We got some people waiting here.
Okay, on the macular, on your eyes, on the treatment that you give on the eyes, can
yes,
Dr.
ma'am.
Kara here in Belfair do that same thing?
We've had that question before, and we refer people to our administrative assistant for questions on that. Her name is Carrie Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F. And she has been through this many times. It's just so wonderful that Carrie knows her stuff as the administration, because I don't. But anyway, if they get in touch with her at the clinic, she'll talk that over with them.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. And I thank you ever so much. And
you
have
welcome,
a good
ma'am.
Day.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.